Hey, Hound Dogs, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And this is On the Air with Power Squared. This week we have a special guest, John Dexter, who is here to promote his Kickstarter, Alpha Dogs. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going, guys? show. I know if that was my cue, if I was going to be on a little TV. Yeah, I'm promoting my comic book, Alpha Dogs. It's about a pit bull that's been on the run with his owner and another older pit bull from a group of mercenaries called Black Rock, who are after the dogs because the dogs have powers of, they're superpower dogs. They have the power of regeneration, heightened intelligence, and also a slightly heightened strength. So this group of mercenaries know about it, and so the owner, her name is Ina, and main character dog is named Buck, and the older grumpy pit bull is named Cyrus, and they've been on the run for most of their lives, and they finally settle down on a South Carolina ranch, seemingly to finally live in peace, until the girl Ina, their owner, brings home her boyfriend, and she's never shared any of the secrets of the dogs, but she's just fallen madly head over heels with this guy and ends up spilling the beans, telling the guy about the dog's powers and brings him to the house. But little does she know, he knows all about the dog's powers, and he is going to extract as much of their abilities as he can, which ends up putting the dogs' lives in turmoil and sets off the whole storyline.
Okay. As a way of introduction, you're the first person to actually reach out to us and want to be on the show. We've had some people we knew and we had or were connected with, but you're the first person to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we couldn't say no.
Yeah. I heard about you guys. I thought, oh, man, I got some followers. I'll check them out.
Yeah. So how did you hear about our show?
A friend of mine, Phil, he told me about it. And then somebody else was telling me, I can't remember now, another comic book fan, told me about your guys' show. And so I reached out and asked if I could promote my book. I still need some help. My goal is 3,000 on Kickstarter. I'm about close to 70% now with 12 days left. So right. Trying to get a push.
Okay, that's great. So when we were doing research on you, we looked at your Facebook page, and you said you liked Power Squared. So we were just curious if you – I mean, I don't think I have that on my Facebook page. have you actually read the book, or are you just trying to suck up to us?
I haven't read the book. No, I'm just sucking up to
you. Okay.
Always strong.
Okay, well, it's been nice talking to you. No, I'm kidding. So your Kickstarter is like 69% of the way there.
Yeah. We got a lot of cool tiers. One of our artists we got a Kickstarter page, Alpha Dogs. Then I have Alpha Dogs comic on Facebook, on Twitter, Alpha Dogs. We've got a lot of cool tiers. One of the artists will actually draw a cartoon of your dog. We have another tier where you can actually be a villain in the comic book. It's about two or three pages, I believe, where you get drawn in as a villain, not just a panel, but actually a villain in the comic. So, and we got variant covers. We've got a limited Kickstarter exclusive print. So we've got a lot of cool tiers on there for you to choose from.
So you know that pit bulls aren't necessarily considered warm and cuddly.
They don't have Yes, and that's one of the themes of the comic book. I actually own a pit bull mix that is inspired by my main character dog, Buck. It's always bothered me the stigma pit bulls had on them. And one of the themes of the story is it's not the breed of the dog, but it's how they're raised that dictates their personality, much like children. I wanted to showcase that. I wanted to showcase the dog, like children, what happens when their mother or owner ends up falling in love with this new guy and brings him in the house and kind of pushes the children or dog aside, or gets a puppy and kind of pushes them aside. And she ends up doing that, and it has dire consequences for the dogs and for her, because the villain of the story, the antagonist, Salem, he knows about the dog's powers and ends up trying to duplicate them, which ends up causing a, of course, downhill effect, and gets the action in moving.
So how many pages is your book?
Issue one is going to be 24 pages. Hopefully, if I get enough backers, I'd like to turn it into a series. We'll see what happens. I still got a decent ways to go, but like I said, I'm about 70% there, and I still have 13 days. I started out kind of behind the eight ball. For some reason, Kickstarter started me out at 27 days, so I lost. I wrote to them, and they never wrote me back. So
thank you, Kickstarter. Yeah.
So
this is your first. This is your first Kickstarter, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I'm a newbie.
Have you done crowdfunding before?
No. I self-published a comic book before, Steelhawk. Mm-hmm. I sold a few copies, nothing to write home about, but it's just, you know, as you can tell, I'm sure it's kind of hard to start out being an unknown, getting your name out there and building an audience. And if I could do it over again, I'd definitely make a lot of changes. But I did. So,
yeah, well, if we could learn as you go. We'd redo the first five issues. That can always help. Yeah. Maybe we'll do a Kickstarter for that. That'd be great. So what attracted you to Kickstarter versus, let's say, Indiegogo or some other?
It's the name. That's it. The popularity of Kickstarter, that was it. You know, Kickstarter is a much more well-established IP than Indiegogo. So if I was going to do it, I was going to do it with the – they gave me the best chance.
Okay. And I like your tears are named after dogs.
Yeah. That was the production manager's idea. It was a pretty good idea too.
Yeah. It's cute. And I hate to say, we backed it, but probably at the lower, you know, Chihuahua or whatever.
I feel you.
Well, one guy took, level, whatever it was, but
one guy today took out a big chunk. So I was over 70% now. And then I dropped down again a little bit today. So I was like,
you can back out? I know that.
Yep. I didn't know that either till today.
Yeah. We had somebody that on our, we did a Kickstarter a year and a half ago. And somebody like who pledged, I guess, couldn't come up with the money or something at the end. But we didn't have somebody drop out. That's kind of weird. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I got a little bit more ground to make up than what I thought. But
noticed that your creative team is Stone Tower Studio.
Yeah, they're out of Argentina. They've done work with Marvel, Boom Studios. If you look at some of the pages on Kickstarter or what I post on Facebook, they're awesome. I mean, they're just incredible artists, illustrators, colorists. I mean, it's just went way beyond my expectations of what they were going to come up with. So it was pretty cool.
So you get to choose which artists you work with and which, I assume, colorists and letter and all that.
The production manager picked them out for me, and I could say, oh, they're good, they're, you know, I'll go with them. So it was pretty easy decision, because I looked at some of his other work and it was just amazing. He's doing Fernando, he's doing work with Masters of the Universe right now, so he's established, and he's like I said, if go to the Kickstarter page, you'll see his work on the comic. It's just incredible.
So you say production manager, is that somebody at the studio, or is this?
Yeah. He's at the studio. I mean,
he's like your contact, kind of.
Yeah. He helped me set up the, cause I'm not computer literate very well at all. So he actually helped set up, the look of the tiers and, other aspects of the Kickstarter campaign. So he was a huge help. So hopefully I can be successful on this, so we can make more and create some more comics of Alpha Dogs, because it's it's one of those comics that if you like stories like Lost or Game of Thrones, where there's a lot of adventure action, but there's a running mystery throughout the series that as you unpeel parts of it, then something else comes along to kind of change your perspective on, you know, where you thought the series was going. The B storyline of the story that kind of helps propel it is trying to discover how the dogs got their powers in the first place. And as we go, we kind of flash back and slowly unravel the mystery till eventually the last issue it's revealed.
So how many issues are you planning if you could do it?
I'd like to do like 100. I wrote when I first, actually how it started was a friend of mine had watched the Westminster Dog Show and he said, I've got a great idea for a comic book for you. You need to write a comic book about a dog's with superpowers. And I thought, man, that is the dumbest idea I've ever heard. But it just stayed with me and percolated and formed. And after it was about 4 years of working on it, I ended up writing a 300-page outline of the series because I loved where you, like Lost, you take these characters and they have these pasts. And I decided to do it with the dogs to discover how and where and what. And then you end up getting a sense of and falling in love with the animals because they have so much feeling just like humans. So I ended up, like I said, I ended up writing a 300-page outline where the story starts and ends. So the first storyline's about 12 comics, and I've got like 8 of them wrote so far. Wow. So let's see what happens. So
you're hoping this is a big payoff on this Kickstarter?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I got some ground to cover, that's for sure. But like I said, I'm about 70% there, so.
And you got time to do it. So, and I'm sure this will be a huge push if people see this and sign up. You talked a little bit about your so how long does it take you to write a script?
Well, I was so geeked up for this when I finally started to percolate and take form. I think I wrote a script in about 6 days, but then beginning to end, it was about 4 years worth of writing, changing it because doing a Kickstarter, it's got to be perfect. It's got to be, there's no going back. I mean, I suppose you could, but it's a lot tougher to ask for it again if you fail the first one. So I took plenty of time just sitting at my computer after work for 2 hours typing away and revising it as I went. So, yeah, it was a good 4 years of working on it.
What made you decide to do it? So you've done one comic book before, Steelhawk. What made you decide to do a comic book?
Well, I had written screenplays for most of my life. It's been writing screenplays, trying to break into the Hollywood business, which from Michigan is about, about as possible as flapping your wings and trying to fly. You kind of got into Hollywood. And so, I had a lot of failure, but I did. I wrote a screenplay called Weeping Trees that ended up becoming a semifinalist in the Academy Awards screenplay contest, where it was the top 182 out of 17,000 entries, and I ended up becoming a semifinalist 2 years in a row. So there was a lot of talk of, getting that into a movie. So I spent many years trying to. It's Hollywood. So, they tell you one thing and do something totally different. Yeah. So it was disappointing, but that's how it goes. I mean, for every movie that's made, there's thousands that are on the cutting room floor. So,
yeah. And there's big stacks of scripts that never get anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. So I spent a lot of years honing that and changing it to get it where they said it should be, and then they ended up not doing anything with it. So
that became Steelhawk, the comic book?
No. That was about a cowboy who ends up who ends up going to Africa to work on the famous, infamous rubber train, where that's where the rubber came from, and they exploited the natives out there in Brazil, and thousands died. Anyway, this cowboy goes there to help build the train tracks that will go to export the rubber. So that was the screenplay. Totally different. Steelheart was basically kind of like the Prince and the Pauper of superhero story.
Is that
been a huge fan of comics?
Is that still available if somebody wanted to read it, or?
Probably in some. I have one copy myself. I'm keeping. Some people, there's some people that have it, but I don't. You probably can find it in a quarter bin somewhere in Jackson, Michigan.
You're able to get into a store there. That's good. So you write after work. What is your? Do you mind telling us, kind of what your day job is?
I'm actually. It's totally related to comic books. I'm a construction inspector. So I go out to jobs and test their concrete, test asphalt, soils, whatever. Right now I'm on a big casino. They're building a hotel next at a casino that I'm working on currently that'll be on for 2 years. So, I hide my truck and work on getting the word out during the 10 o'clock to noon, and hope nobody sees me. I got to hide because that's like the best time to put your stuff out there on social media. So, I find a hiding spot and start typing up, advertising on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So I haven't been caught yet. So,
well, we'll be calling your supervisor after this.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you where I was at doing inspections.
We'll just guess. So I assume that that's working for the city. You don't have to tell us which one, but I assume that's a city job.
No, it's not a city job. Oh. No, it's a tribal job. It's in South Bend, the South Bend Four Winds Casino. That's where I'm working.
Okay.
Those construction workers probably don't watch too many comic book shows or anything. Yeah.
So no, that's fine. No, but I mean, as an inspector, who hires you to inspect it? The people doing the construction, or do you come in?
No, they hire my firm, and then my firm sends me out to the job.
Okay, right. To just make sure everything is going good. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So you are trying to build, who is the ideal reader for Alpha Dogs?
I would say probably anybody from about probably 16 to 40, I suppose, that like, it's not like it doesn't have swear words or a lot of gratuitous violence. It's kind of a comic book that I wanted to be open up for everybody, because everybody loves dogs, That was one big selling point, I thought, with the comic is, it features dogs and everybody loves dogs. So there's no reason to get anything, gratuitous. And, but it's not, it's very sophisticated for the story. Like I said, if you read the first six pages, that's on Kickstarter, and then there's the trailer, which is really cool. If anybody wants to watch it, it's an awesome trailer.
Stone Tower do that for you?
They hired somebody out for me, and then I had to pay that person to do the trailer. But yeah, he exceeded expectations. Yeah. So I wanted to. I loved motion comic books like The Watchmen. So that's the only way I can do this trailer is with the motion. And I already knew how I wanted to do it with starting out with the hook, the beginning of the story where you see this great big dog seemingly shot up dead on the beach, and how to get to the beach, how to get shot up. And so I wanted to really start out with a bang to pique readers' interests. And then all of a sudden he heals and talks about, having to find the others before the monster does, and you know, who's the monster, was it a monster, or what it is. So yeah, I wanted to really get people's attention at the first
yeah.
few pages.
You see a dog lying on the beach, shot up. It does grab your attention. How did he get there? Why was he shot? So have you been a comic book fan your whole life, or is this just a, hey, this is a good idea, and you just worked that?
Like most kids from the 90s, teenagers from the 90s, I watched the X-Men cartoon, and that just blew me away. And then it was X-Men ever since, you know. I've been a huge X-Men fan ever since. But, yeah, I think it's kind of like the same generation that watched Star Wars for the first time, I think. Became huge Star Wars fans. I think it's the same following and influence that teens and kids had when they watched the 90s X-Men cartoon. That had a huge, because it was very sophisticated for a cartoon, you know. The art was great, and that I think that created a lot of comic book fans, the X-Men cartoon.
Do you actually meet the showrunners for that?
Yeah. Actually,
that's awesome.
I'm at the showrunners in a class, and they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, they create a great, great show. Now they're watching on Disney Plus the X-Men cartoon. They're talking about making more of the issue episodes.
Did you know that was there?
Yeah, I think I did.
Okay. So you also, the guy you took the class from was one of the writers on the show as well?
Yeah.
You wrote a script for it.
Well, yeah, it was part of the assignment for the class. We had to pick three shows, and one of them was X-Men. So I did that.
Awesome.
It was really well received.
Which one did you adapt one of the comics like they did with the cartoon?
Not really, because I wasn't super familiar with the comics. But I was familiar enough with part of the cartoon and some aspects of the X-Men lore that I just tried my hand at it.
You added in
Deadpool.
Yeah, so it was good. I mean, I liked it. Teacher, I just thought it was kind of interesting. That's kind of a.
Yeah.
So, do you have a favorite X-Men movie?
Oh, I don't really think those that really stand up very well. I mean, I did at the time, you know, but yeah, it doesn't seem like, I guess, the first X-Men, I suppose, but the X-Men movies don't really stand up very well. But the Batman, I still can watch Michael Keaton as Batman. I'll get a kick out of that. I don't really watch the X-Men movies. I mean, I've watched them all, like the newer ones, like once, and that's about me. So.
Did you ever see Logan?
Yeah, that was really good, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, that was really good. It was pretty cool. But yeah, I was so disgusted how they did Apocalypse, because Apocalypse was my favorite X-Men villain. Apocalypse, so that really turned me off.
But
Logan was great.
And we saw it in black and white as well. It was really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a little noirish in black and white.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I was still waiting for Logan to come home and have the Hulk kids eat his kids, and then go back and kill all the Hulk kids. So anyway. I don't know if you ever read Old Man Logan. That's what it's based on.
Oh no, I'm not familiar with it.
I haven't read it.
Oh yeah, Old Man Logan is what it's based on. But Old Man Logan, Hulk's kids end up killing and eating Logan's family, and Logan gets revenge and kills all of Hulk's family, but he finds this baby, and he takes the baby. It's kind of like Lone Wolf and Cub, but Mark Millar ended up not, for some reason, continuing the series. So it's a great comic, Old Man Logan. It's actually even better than Logan, I think. But
so one of the things, we were curious, you're working with an offshore group of artists.
Yeah.
And our first artist on ours was also offshore. We found him through Facebook. Did you ever have any issues with, you know, idioms and saying something they don't understand what you're talking about or that kind of stuff?
Luckily, the production manager, Lucas, he spoke really good English. The artist didn't. So he was basically the interpreter. Was Fernando's interpreter. So, I mean, but Fernando, he spoke okay English. Like I said, they're from Argentina, so I guess they do. They know more English than I know Argentinians.
But I mean, I know that we would say something, and I forgot exactly what it was, but he would like, I'm like, he understood what we were saying.
Yeah.
And it was just sort of some saying that we would say, you know.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. I was just curious if you'd had that kind of experience at all.
No. Luckily, the production manager was spoke really good English.
So you have sort of a middleman at the.
Yes. Studio. Yeah. So, and I'm a terrible artist, so I would have to do a lot of collages to try for what I wanted to do.
You mentioned in your Kickstarter that COVID might affect the shipping.
I mean, hopefully it's not as bad, but I mean, COVID's affected shipping for a lot of stuff. I did write that, you know, a few months ago, so when it was really bad. But I know shipping's been it's kind of slowed down, so hopefully it doesn't. And maybe I can take that off before it. I don't know.
Has COVID impacted you at all in the development of this? I mean, I got
COVID pneumonia.
Oh, you did? Oh.
I was going to launch it in December, but I got COVID plus pneumonia.
Oh,
so wow. I was out of it for a few months. So yeah, it was pretty horrible. I still actually have it's been 3 months. I still have the pneumonia, not as bad, but, I still have some pneumonia still.
Some long haul stuff, yeah. It's kind of common for people to have sort of long haul symptoms. I want to get vaccinated and not have to worry about ever getting it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's my idea. Hope COVID is. How did you get it? Do you know?
You know, the only thing I can figure is because going Christmas shopping and I wore a mask, my family got it, but they just got COVID. I didn't get it. So I was like, hey, I must be Superman or something. COVID, I didn't get COVID. Well, I spoke too soon because about a month later, like I was wearing a mask and I was going Christmas shopping. And that's the only explanation I can find for how I got it. And of course, I just don't get COVID. I get COVID pneumonia. So COVID sucks. The pneumonia was 10 times worse because it just lingers in your lungs forever.
Yeah. I'm sorry you had to go through that. So you feel like you're on the mend or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely now. But yeah, I'm not quite out of the woods yet. I'm about 75% through it. So.
Yeah, I've had walking pneumonia. It's not fun after.
The crappy thing is, there's nothing you can take for the viral pneumonia. You're like, I'm sorry, send you home.
Did the COVID cause the pneumonia, or was it just?
It's like a variant of it or something. I don't really know how that worked, but it's like a variant of the COVID. It's a viral pneumonia, so.
Have you since been vaccinated?
No, I haven't been vaccinated because the way I understood it, once you have COVID, you shouldn't get it again. So.
I would still get vaccinated, but anyway, that's me being paranoid. Do you plan to do any conventions to promote Alpha Dogs?
My hope is that the Kickstarter goes through and I can reach my 3,000 goal. And then get a bunch of comics and then go to conventions to sell them and to promote Alpha Dog so I can get the second issue going. In Michigan, we got a decent amount of comic book conventions. I don't know how many are going to be going on this year, but hopefully we have the huge one, the Motor City Comic Con. That is just incredible. But it's, you know, packed to the gills, and I don't know how that's going to work because Michigan's got one of the strictest COVID laws in the state. So we're about 5 minutes from Indiana, and it's like night and day. Actually the mask mandate is ending April 8th. So yeah, but like I said, I wore a mask and I got it. So
yeah, well, it's a tricky little disease.
yeah, say the least.
So kind of go through back to your Kickstarter. Tell us what the tiers are.
Off the top of my head, well, you get the $5 PDF, and then you have the $10 where you get a copy, and then we've got the $30, I think that's the variant. You get the variant cover. We've got the next tier, I believe, is a signed autographed plus the variant, and then a limited print. Then there's another one is where you get these stickers. It's two pages of stickers with all the other rewards. They just keep adding up and adding. And then there's the reward where if you have a comic book script of anything under 32 pages, I will do a critique of it, because I've been writing for more years than I care to remember. And I've wrote quite a bit. So, and it's $200, but you get the limited print, the variant copies, the autograph, and most script critiques charge $200 just to do a critique of your comic book script. So I do it, plus you get all the rewards as well. And then of course there's the cartoon drawing of your dog, which is cool. I mean, you charge, I think that's like $115, but you know, most artists, and he is an artist, was charged just for, you know, a cartoon rendering of your dog. So right. I think it's got really good deals. And then their highest one is the $500 one, which is where you're drawn into the comic. And I mean, it is pretty high, but there's only two spots available. And like I said, most people charge, I think, like, you know, a lot of Kickstarters charge $100 just to be in your face in one panel. So I thought, you know, you're actually villain in the comic for three pages. So I thought that it was worth it, you know. So, I mean, nobody's bought it yet, so we'll see.
We were watching some videos about, you know, your Kickstarter and people telling you, you know, of course, how successful they are at doing it. One of them had, like, they would draw you on the variant cover, and they would, you know, all these. I don't know, made my kind of head spin trying to keep track of all that stuff. But they would draw you into the comic book, or they draw you onto the very cover. And I'm like, I want to have it done and be, you know, have it finished. We're still like, you know, we're still working on it, kind of a deal. So how far along are you with the book itself?
Half of it's completed. And so we're trying to get funds to finish the other half of it. There's very little risk, you know, involved, because like I said, half the comic's already done. So, and I want to see this through, cause it's been a 4-year project, passion project of mine. So, I was going to start up at 5,000 to break even, but I'm like, you know what, if I lose some money, I lose some money. I want to get it, make sure it gets made. So, that's why I lowered it to 3,000. So, if I got to take a little bit of loss, and then if it does become successful, then I'm going to go to Indiegogo and try to get backers there too, to kind of make it money. So,
right. All right. So how would people besides, okay, you can tell us the Kickstarter, do you have a website, or how else would people find out about Alpha Dogs?
Well, like I said, all you got to do is Google comic books. Go to Kickstarter, comic books, all comic books, and type in Alpha Dogs, and it'll come right up. I have my Facebook page, which is Alpha Dogs Comic. You can go to that, and you can always friend me on there too. I'm JONDXTR, and I have a bunch of pictures and info about the comic there and updates. And then I have my Instagram, which is Let me make sure I get this right.
You want to point him to somebody else.
it's Billy Grady, 55, and that's my that's the search for the Instagram of Alpha Dogs.
Okay. I think when I was trying to...
I got a Twitter page, too, of Alpha Dogs Comic.
Okay. Because I remember when I was trying to put up something about this show, I was like, oh, great. It didn't make any sense to me, so I wasn't sure I got the right one.
No, that was it. Yeah, it's a character from the comic that will be coming, hopefully.
Yeah, we have... our Twitter is at Marty and Eli, which is the two characters from the book.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm sure you'll be reading now that we've put you on the spot. All right. All right. So, anything else you want to say?
I think that...
I kind of took all the questions.
That's all right.
All right. So, until next time, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And this has been On the Air with Power Squared.